League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hump Day, people. August 21st, 2019. It is time to make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. And we want to thank you guys for starting your day off with us as we get you caught up with everything that happened overnight in the world of sports. And, of course, take a look ahead here to what we've got on tap. Not only tonight in Major League Baseball, which is another round of afternoon games coming your way, but, of course, we've got PGA Tour, final leg, the season coming to an end. The Tour Championship starts tomorrow. 30 guys, 30 possibilities of actually winning it. Plenty of opportunities from a betting standpoint to cash in on the final PGA Tour event of the year. And week three of the NFL preseason, the quote-unquote dress rehearsal for some teams. As we will get probably more starter time than we have with a lot of these teams so far, but there will also be other teams where you ain't going to see anything. But what we did see last night was Hard Knocks. And the question that Dane and I have been asking all week has been, man, you got Mike Mayock coming out, throwing AB under the bus finally. Somebody standing up, not patting him on the back, but saying, listen, either you're all in or you're all out, which led us to go, I can't wait to see, for somebody that controls the narrative of the show, which the Raiders do, if Mayock's already throwing his ass under the bus to the press, what are they going to do on the show? And surprisingly enough, they did an amazing job, like they have really all through three episodes, of making him sound as grounded, or making it look or appear as grounded as humanly possible. This is how the show opens up last night with Antonio Brown.
If he's feeling a lot better, I got a brand new skin. It all trimmed up. It's been a journey, man. I feel a lot better. Working with the NFL, getting the right equipment. I've been working hard on the side. I've been going, taking care of the feet. So, man, I want to give it to my teammates. So, hopefully soon, you know, I didn't get to work. You know, too much noise right now. More work, less noise.
That was about it. I mean, that's what you got there. And I don't know, Dane, it doesn't sound like a crazy, wild-ass, possible CTE, you know, person who's losing it. Like, they do an amazing job of making it seem like he's grounded, like we're all crazy for thinking that this is something other than what it is.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates here on Make It Rain. Let's cock-a-doodle do it. I told you, Joe, I was going to be real interested to see how they frame it, right? And I really now believe that there are two separate issues here. I'm with you, Joe, on the helmet one. All right. And John Gruden is on, like, literally one of the very first scenes is John Gruden being literally, and I had a quote. He says, I give him credit for standing up in what he believes in. You know, right. They're not going to mess with the league and his right to have a grievance. Okay. They're going to kind of like go along with this, ride the roller coaster, let the chips fall where they may. Right. But every now and then they joke, you know, someone else sees him on the field in Arizona. They're like, yep. He's wearing a helmet. Yep, he's wearing a helmet. That's yep. one thing. And you're right. They're making it sound like it's not him being crazy, okay? I'll give you that. I'll tell you what, though, Joe. I think this feet thing is a real thing. I think this feet thing is a real thing. If you notice, I think they talk about the feet in a different tone. Even in the clip you just played with Antonio Brown, right? It's like he's trying to get his feet right. There was another time Gruden went over to him and was asking him about it. How you feeling? And he's like, it's all right, but after I start running, it really, really burns. It's like I got to take my shoes off or something. Like, that's not okay. You know, you're going to have to do that in NFL football. I really think that they are, you know, not giving you a real insight into him even really practicing. You remember, we even got the blurbs, like he participated all the reps, but in walkthrough, they're showing him only doing these weird high leg kicks and stuff. And it sounds like they are more concerned with the feet than the helmet. And it goes back to, I don't know, I may be crazy, but this could all be cover to buy them time for the feet. I really believe the feet are the issue, not the helmet.
It's going to be, and I think maybe we should all understand that that was always going to be the issue. The minute he wasn't available to report to camp, helmet or no helmet, and we get it, you know, it happens, but the reality is, if he can't stay on the field, whether he's at camp or he's not on camp, he can't help the team win. And let us not forget, from a Vegas perspective here, odds guys, Oakland is set at what, 6 around most of the books here, 6 wins?
Yeah.
And a lot of that had to do with a healthy Antonio Brown. Those that are carrying around Oakland over tickets, we're expecting Antonio Brown to be on the field. Guys, that ain't happening. It don't look like that's happening. If he can only play a quarter and then he's got to go soak his feet and then come back in the game.
Yep.
Not good for Oakland, guys. I'm sorry. It's
and
just
listen,
not.
And I don't. I'm not a doctor, right? I'm not a doctor, but the Kevin Durant thing that was a calf turned into an Achilles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Honestly, who knows if you're overcompensating because your feet are damn frostbitten? Who knows what else might be popping up, right? Yep. Are you putting weird stress on the ankle? Are you running kind of in a different way, developing bad habits or something?
Yep.
I don't know. And then here's what I'll say also, Joe. He's missing practice time with a new team and a new quarterback. Mm-hmm. There were some clips where you were seeing him talk about his routes with Derek Carr. He's like, and right. if I flatten it out, if I'm going this way, I can just go hard. You know, those are the kinds of things, the chemistry, the familiarity that needs to be developed. We just said it with Kyler Murray, how he didn't have a hot route, right? How he couldn't make the change, right? We saw the back shoulder throws with some of these guys. That's what is not being developed and not being worked on with him being out with the feet, okay? And these guys that come on in, when they come, you know, re-injury is a problem, is an issue for me that I'm worried about. You know, like same thing if they bring these guys back too soon. That's what I'm worried about. I think the helmet stuff is window dressing. The feet is what people need to be worried about.
Yeah, and they need to worry big time, because the guy you just spent all that money on probably not going to be 100%, and I can guarantee you he knows. He's not going to be 100%. So
exactly.
We can point to a helmet. We can point to – I don't
That's
think he's
right.
nearly as crazy as people want to make him out to see. I think he's just what we call
– the distraction.
You know,
the CYA shiny little
people.
Boy.
Cover your own ass, which is really what's going on there with him. 30 million reasons to do so. Make it rain. Welcome in.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
All right, welcome back in on a Wednesday here, Make It Rain Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And, of course, we did that yesterday as we backed the New York Mets to take care of business against Bieber and the Indians. They did just that, 9-2, cashing in at plus 135 for the New York Mets last night. Of course, Marcus Stroman taking the mound today, taking on Plutko for the Indians, game two. Mets opening up as a big minus 160 favorite, but that pales in comparison as to what you are going to get today in the Tigers-Astros game three of this series. Astros, of course, won the first two games, although, you know, give Detroit credit. They certainly made it a bit competitive there. They were minus 420 in the first game. They were minus 280 last night. But now Verlander is on the mound today with Daniel Norris going for the Tigers. It's already getting ridiculous. It opened up at minus 440. It's already creeping up, minus 4.5. This is on its way to $5, guys. This is going to be one of the biggest favorites we've seen all year in Major League Baseball. Verlander, Norris in Houston. Expect this thing to be somewhere around, you know, 475, 480 before noon today. It's not going to get any... It's not going to get any easier. I think we're going to see a lot of parlays starting with the first click going to be Houston, and with good reason. I mean, listen, it's Verlander, it's Houston, it's home. I know why people are going to do it. To me, this game it's one of those situations, Dane, where buyer beware. That's all I'm going to say this time of year.
Yeah, you know what's funny is to me is that some casual fans. Right. Mm-hmm. May think that this is like the safest bet. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Verlander on the hill. Team can't score runs. This is safe. In fact, this is like if it's one, like I'm seeing it right now. One book at like minus 485 already.
Oh.
You know, like in fact, This is like the riskiest bet on the board. You know what I mean? And that's the interesting juxtaposition. As like the kind of casual fan might be like, oh, this is safe. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the actual investor there is like, I don't know that it's worth the investment. It's actually the riskiest investment I can make. And, you know, and I think that's the difference between the public or the real investors that are waking up in the morning every weekday here on the Fantasy Sports Network. Watching and listening to Make It Rain.
I just telling you, just be careful. That's all we're going to say there. They should win, but we, you know,
sure.
I should get the next six Powerball numbers too, but that doesn't necessarily
happen.
Well,
let's remember, the Astros will lose 60 games this year.
Why not? And why not today? That is so true. So yesterday, Dane, we get off the air, right? And as the day progresses, all of a sudden a story pops up. While we're doing the morning after, and I'm looking at it, and it's trending Giants Baker Mayfield, and I'm going, oh boy, what is somebody digging up, you know, like an old story, you know, already, like what happened? Somebody dug up something about what he said about the fan base, or what, you know, what's happening? But it turns out a completely new Baker Mayfield and New York Giants trending story yesterday takes hold of the sports world as we learned about that GQ interview where he says, I was blown away. I can't believe that the Giants drafted him number six, and that, you know, you still got to win. Guys overthink the whole drafting the court. You know, he does this whole thing, and it's framed, of course, in the media like, oh boy, here we go. Mayfield with, you know, throwing shade towards the Giants again, only this time with Daniel Jones. And of course, Giant fans come to the rescue and are like, you know what, screw you, you little punk ass. We're done with the whole Baker Mayfield situation. Like, what's your deal, dude? Like, move away. Like, what's your deal with the Giants? Well, you had, and to my surprise, a significant portion of people running to the defense of Baker with the argument of he is the most refreshing thing we have seen because he's just being truthful and people can't handle the truth. Well, that might be true, and that might be nice in theory. But the reality is, later that afternoon yesterday, he comes out and he backs off the whole damn thing. He tries to dampen it as much as possible by telling the world, that is not what I said. It's not what I meant. This is ridiculous. It's the media's fault for coming up with a clickbait story. Like, well, you can't tell me how wonderful and refreshing it is in one breath because he speaks the truth. And then all of a sudden he comes out and backs off of that truth and doesn't own it. So which one is it here, Dane, in your opinion? What did you think of the comments yesterday from Baker Mayfield?
The comments yesterday or the original GQ comments?
No, the whole story. Yeah, from beginning to end.
The whole story, sure. So here's the thing for me. Like, I like it when Baker's saying that he woke up feeling dangerous, right? I like it when he's saying that, listen, we're going to be here in Cleveland. We're turning the corner. We're going to be a better team. We're on the upswing. I like all of that moxie, okay? I like that tone he's setting as a leader for his team, okay? I like that. But one of the things that I think in all sports, you know, we see it in all sports, whether it's right now, other Dallas Cowboys talking about a Zeke Elliott holdout, right? Whether it's we talk about like guys like Derek Jeter and Tom Brady never giving the media anything, right? Being so bland in their talk. Well, guess what? This is why. The thing is, you never talk about another man in this business. That's what it comes down to. Unless you're talking about them saying, oh, they're a great player. Oh, I know they're going to have to prepare. You just don't go in that area. I think these are things that veterans kind of understand. They don't talk bad about other members of the fraternity. It's just not something that is done because you don't want to open up the door to being misrepresented in the media or being taken out of context. You never say anything bad about another player. End of story. That's what I think is kind of like the unwritten rule. I think that's what why I'm talking about guys like Jeter and Tom Brady. Like, they never say anything. They don't give anybody any opportunity to misconstrue it. I like Baker's energy, his enthusiasm, but when he's talking positively about himself and about the Cleveland Browns, I don't think he, or quite frankly, anybody else, has any license to talk bad about another player. I think that is what it is. Even when it's like the business aspects and the contract negotiations, no one talks about it. You know what I mean? You don't see Derrick Henry being like, oh, Melvin Gordon's holding out. I don't think he's going to get his money. You know, like, that's not the way you do it. And then the only other thing I'll say with the Giants and the Browns, maybe Giants fans are a little bit more sensitive to talk coming out of Cleveland. Oh, yeah, because Odell continues to talk and throw shade the Giants way from Cleveland. So maybe they're a little bit more sensitive to yapping coming out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Listen, by the way, he's done that now on a number of occasions, Baker. He also threw Duke Johnson under the bus.
Johnson,
he was going, when he was throwing his own contract dispute. Don't talk about another man's business. Don't talk about another man's money at all. It's rule number one. And I don't have a problem. And I would expect that kind of talk. If you're a linebacker or a DB like Jalen Ramsey, and you're going up against guys or Josh Norman, and you want to ratchet it up a little bit, you want to get yourself motivated, you want to talk trash, I get it, you know, you are the CEO of the damn team. Like, you are the face, you are everything that represents that team, and to throw another quarterback under the bus, no less, like that, and I don't care in what context it is, the fact that anything coming out of your mouth, and words do matter, forget about the sensitivity. Your words matter. It is a business also. Yes, it's entertainment, but it is business. And it's never good for a CEO to come out, no matter whether it's truthful or not. It really, we don't need to know everything that you think, because there are ramifications, including making life just that much more difficult for the Cleveland Brown teammates. Doesn't he, with those words?
Right. Because other people now have to answer the question. Yes. Other people are going to have a mic stuck in front of them, and they're going to be asked to respond to this exact issue. And guess what? It's only an issue because of what you said out of your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, you know, Odell is going to have to answer this question now. You like getting balls from quarterbacks in New York or Baker ball. Better, you know? Yep. And you send him in a position where he's going to have to answer something, and they step on a landmine. And that's only because you created the plan.
Yep. I don't get the we'll talk more about that coming up. But Baker, dude, time to grow up. Let's make it rain here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
There's just not a lot of trust with Correa. The idea of him ever winning an MVP in the league, he's got all the talent. He's probably the number one or number two shortstop in the game. Would you put Lindor ahead of him? Yeah, why? Because, I mean, Correa's just had these little nagging weird injuries. A World Series champion, talent-wise, as strong as any player in baseball, but you got to call a spade, and he's been hurt throughout the course of his career.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, time to put your money where your mouth is. And how do you do that? Well, you don't be Baker Mayfield, number one, but you do open a sports wagering account with FanDuel, Jersey's largest sports book. You head over to FanDuel.com/grid, and there you'll go ahead and receive a free bet of up to $500. How cool is that? A free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Now, points bets, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, college or pro sports, you are in control. Just head over to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, claim your free wager up to $500, and do it today. But if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See the website for details. And welcome in here on this Wednesday to Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. As we take a look here on the headlines surrounding the world of sports, plenty of NFL as we get ready to head into the supposed dress rehearsal this week for the third game of the preseason for many teams. And we'll talk about that coming up. Also, don't forget, tomorrow starts the final leg, the final golf tournament of the year in the PGA Tour, the FedEx Cup champion. Somebody's walking away with $15 million. And Dane and I have a very simple handicapping strategy tomorrow that I think is going to make all of us an awful lot of money. I think it's fairly really? Simple. Top 30, Dane, you're going to love this. We ain't really? Messing around. We won last week with JT, Justin Did. Thomas, and you we are cashing JT, again this man. Week. We are
you
cashing
nailed JT,
this week.
Brother, man. You I absolutely nailed you. It. I yep. somehow found a way to not make money on golf last week. Somehow. Somehow, Joe. I don't know how.
You crazy
I faded
bastards.
Tiger Woods. I faded Tiger Woods. You know, he wound up having a representative effort. And we were all over Spieth. And he did not outperform Ricky Fowler. Let's just put it that way in a heads-up matchup. That he did not happen. Himself. But I'm going to go back to the well with you, Joe. I promise you that. I got a question for you. Is the strategy going to be like, let's bet on the guy who wins the tournament? Because that seems like a good strategy.
Well, no, the problem is this tournament is totally different than every other golf tournament we've bet on this year. Because the top 30 come in already minus strokes. So that's
what
the problem.
I was asking about, right?
Right.
So, like, who's won right now? Is it Koepka or is it, like,
the
in points?
The top guys right now, the top one, obviously, is Justin Thomas, who just ended up winning last week. So, now, he starts off the tournament, guys, minus 10. Right off the bat,
that's
minus 10.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask.
Right.
So, the top 30, right? It's just the top 30.
That's
so,
it.
So, am I right? Or is it different that, like, okay, so what? Numbers 28, 29, and 30 start off at even. Numbers
even
27, 26,
That's
5
correct.
Start off at minus 1. Numbers 24, 23, 22 go to minus 2, and all the way to 1, 2,
That's
and 3
right.
are at minus 10 already?
Yeah, so you're going to go, and it's just going to go down the hill there, obviously. 10 for JT, then you're going to go 8, then it's 7, then it's 5, right, then it's 4. So you get all of these groups. Eventually you're going to get down to, I think, the number 30 guy is going to start off at even par, and he's got 10 strokes to make up.
Right? Like a group of 3 are all that right. One stroke they get?
Right, exactly correct. Like, you've got a whole bunch of guys starting out, like the group that's starting at 4 under. Will be Ram, Kuchar, Shoffley, Webb Simpson. Then you go down. So you really have McIlroy, Reed, Koepka, Cantley's in there. Those guys in the top half.
Right.
So there is a strategy to go when you do this metal play like this, when you have a guy that's already 10 strokes. He's already minus 10. Like, what's going on? Well, some people will say, Justin Thomas, 10 under. How can he lose? That's let me tell you something. There ain't going to be a 25 under this week like there was last week. This is going to play a lot harder this course, which means it's going to be a hell of a lot easier for a guy to blow a 2-stroke lead, which is basically what he has right now. They're going to be a lot harder to maintain that lead for 4 rounds than it would be for, let's say, if you go into Saturday or Sunday with the lead. You got to maintain that lead for 4 rounds now. So, not an easy thing to do, but really, you just got to look at, to me, Dane, when we look at this, you got to look at the guys that are within reason, let's say 70, even the top when you get down to minus 4, minus 3 under. Everybody that's in this tournament has a history of either coming back from a large deficit in the tournament winning, or blows a lead with a certain lead. When you put it all together, there is really, to me, only a handful of guys that can actually win this tournament, because they have proven to be able to actually come back down strokes to win tournaments before. So some guys have never won a tournament being more than 3 shots behind or making up that difference. Exactly. So when you start going through it, listen, there's 4 players in this field that have never won, period. Abraham Ancer, Sung Jae-im, Kokrak, and
I'm not worried about these guys.
Gotta go.
I'm worried about the big names, brother.
Right. So then you've got DeChambeau, Louis Oosthuizen, Charles Howell III, and Lucas Glover. They're all starting the week at even par, 10 strokes behind, right? The largest any of those guys has ever come into any tournament is 7 strokes, and that was DeChambeau after 36 holes last year. So you know what? They're all eliminated. Throw them all out, because none of these guys are coming from behind. You've got, now as you start working your way up there, the heavy hitters that are going to be at 2 under par, you're looking at Justin Rose, Paul Casey, Snedeker, Fowler, and Kisner. They're all 8 strokes behind. And you know what? None of them have ever been able to come back from 8 strokes in any sort of aspect to be able to win.
I'm catching on, bro. I'm catching
on. All right,
on.
You see what we're saying?
Let me ask you something then.
Keep rolling.
Let me ask you about one of my guys, all right? One of my guys. I'm for guys who I know are capable of going real effing low, Joe, so that they can make up a few strokes, right? So let me ask you about one of the guys I have had all year. How far back is my man Xander Schauffele starting?
All right, Xander Schauffele is 4 under par, and so he's a half a dozen. Yeah, he's a half dozen strokes behind Thomas, and he's with a really interesting group.
I'm seeing him at 21 to 1, Joe.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he's with an interesting group, because he's with John Rahm, Kuchar, and Webb Simpson, guys that have been really, really good. Right. So when you look at that group, 3 of the 4 in that group have overcome a 6-shot deficit in their careers.
Yeah.
And the most experienced of the 4 actually has never come back from 6 strokes better. That's Kuchar. So Rahm, you have came back 7 shots once. I think Schauffele came back. He was 6 shots after opening round of a tournament last year. You had Simpson also that's done it. So these guys are definitely in contention. These are guys that have done it, but they've got to come the furthest back. And really all you got is... You got Rory, Reed, Koepka, and Cantley guaranteed to be in it, because they're within, you know, 4 strokes, and all of those guys can make up 4 strokes. But after Kuchar, Schauffele, Simpson, and Rahm, forget about it, guys. I mean, basically, you've got 10 guys in here that might be able to win this. And keep in mind that the Webb Simpsons, Schauffele's, Kuchar, and Rahms, they're going to have to come the furthest from behind.
Okay.
So McElroy, Reed, Kupka, Cantley, guys, pick it, or Justin Thomas, one or the other.
How far back is Dustin Johnson?
Dustin Johnson is, he's three under par, so he's seven strokes back.
He's further back than the Simpson-Schauffele group? Interesting.
That's correct. Yeah. So, and those right. guys are
I,
done.
You know
yeah,
I got to ask about one more guy, though. You know yep. I got to ask about one more guy, and I know he can go low. Where's my man Tony Finau?
He's with Dustin Johnson. That group, Finau, Woodland, Scott, Dustin Johnson, Hideki Matsuyama. That group, by the way, of all five of them, not one has ever overcome a seven-stroke deficit. So,
interesting.
They're out.
All right.
So unless there's a collapse, a monster, and even if Justin Thomas collapses, right, in all likelihood, the guys that are going to jump in his place,
we
just told you. Yeah, exactly. It could be Schauffele.
They also
got to
hop over. They're like the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets, right? They could play well, but they got to hop over seven teams, you know? So that's very, very interesting. I was going
to
ask
interesting because what is he, 10-1 now? Rory has actually, he starts five strokes back. He's won when he was nine strokes down. So Rory has definitely come back.
I'm seeing Rory at only 6-1 here on one of our
money coming in now. All right, so there's big money coming in on Rory here. Patrick Reed.
And then it goes down to Cantlay and Koepka, and then McIlroy, and then a big jump to Rahm and Reed.
Okay, yeah, so Reed just won the Northern Trust when he was down four shots on Sunday. So Koepka and Cantlay, they're what, 3-2 shots back? Both of those guys have come back from seven-stroke deficits to win tournaments. So you of the 30, you can eliminate 22, 23 guys. So, guys, there's seven or eight here. Figure out which one you like the best, seven or eight, and go with it, man. It's not this is actually a hell of a lot easier to do because nobody's getting cut. But we already know the guys who are used to coming back and guys who have never done it. And if you've never done it, you're not going to do it with $15 million on the line, my man.
Yeah.
Right?
And also, Joe, you know how in most tournaments, only on Saturday and Sunday do they organize the group kind of in reverse order? Are they going to be doing that starting Thursday?
I believe starting Thursday, yes. Yeah, they're going to do it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's interesting.
Right.
I've toyed with this, Joe. You know, I've talked about in other sports why this doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Why, like if there, is there really home field advantage? Like, why not, you know, in the NFL playoffs, why doesn't the home team start up 2-0? You know, in the Major League Baseball, in the one-game wild card playoff, Joe, the one-game playoff for the wild card, you know, these two teams battle for 162 games. And then they got one game. Why not have, like, the team that had a better record get to start the first inning with men on first and second? You know, or one out already in the bottom of the first. Something like that. I like this, using the strokes to kind of, you know, tilt it and honor what has happened before. You know, I think that's really interesting.
What about Justin Thomas? Has he ever lost a two-stroke lead? No. He's actually won 8 of 9 two-stroke leads in his career.
Yeah, but I don't think there hasn't been as much pressure.
That's exactly it. Pressure, 15 mil.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
We'll be right back. Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
All right, here we go. Let's make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, thank you guys for making us a part of your day. Big week, of course, in the world of sports as we ramp up week 3 NFL preseason coming your way. Also, we just told you the final leg of the PGA Tour, the FedEx Cup Championship, $15 million on the line. And man, oh, man, you're talking about tournaments, guys. Guys play 30, 40 tournaments a year, and only if you win do you make $1 million. So think about one shot at $15 million for a couple of rounds of golf. It is a huge payday for dudes, and also means that's an awful lot of pressure coming. So some opportunities
Joe,
to be able
I had
to
a
pair.
Putt. I had a 12-foot putt on the 18th hole like last week to beat my friend, you know, where we had 2 rounds of drinks on the line, and I'm standing over the putt and I could feel myself shaking a little bit.
Yeah.
Imagine $15 million, bro.
$15 million, dude, on the line. And you're within a couple of strokes of winning it. It's I love the way they did it. I love the change. It's the first year that they're doing the metal play like this, giving guys already. They already have scores going in, so it's interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun. And listen, I'll tell you what else.
By the way, Joe, I drained
that. Did you make it?
Yeah, it was a little right to left. I was one cup outside, boop, right in there, brother.
That's it. Listen, sometimes you just gotta throw a caution to the wind and be like, you know what, I'm making this putt. Thoughts are things, and you are ready to rock and roll. Now, yesterday, a couple of other NFL headlines that we got, of course, Dallas continues to make headlines. And if I told you there was a dude who reached a 5-year deal yesterday, millions of dollars, you probably would have guessed Dak, Zeke, Amari. Who was it? It was Jalen Smith. It was their linebacker who agreed to a $35.5 million guaranteed contract, $64 million overall. And let's be realistic here, guys. Jalen Smith is going to be a Cowboy linebacker for a long time here. This guy is, the kid is an absolute stud.
Absolutely.
He's 24 years old. He's now the third highest paid inside linebacker in the league as far as guaranteed money goes. And guys, he deserves every damn dollar of this. This to me was a no-brainer for Jerry and for the Cowboys. He is going to be a defensive stalwart there for this team at 24 years old. The kid is a tackling machine, It's, you know, he's in the same category as Luke Kuechly, Bobby Wagner. That yeah. They're all right in that same, Mosley, same situation there. But of course, that means where's Dak? Where is Amari? Where is Zeke? Well, what we learned about Amari yesterday was nobody knows. Well, we do know now. He's dealing with plantar fasciitis there in his foot, yeah. which means, guys, it sounded very unlike him going to be ready or at least at 100% come game one. There's a little concern, it sounded like, yesterday with Amari, even from Amari, where he hopes to get back this week. He's been nursing it. And we know this in the past. That kind of foot injury for a wide receiver, no less.
Yeah.
Man, that's a giant pain in the ass, Dane. That's not good news if you're a Cowboy fan.
Listen, and I said this also, Joe, when I was talking about that show All or Nothing on Amazon mm-hmm. Prime that followed the Carolina Panthers.
Right.
If you watch that show, it is obvious that from the beginning of the season, they all knew that Cam Newton's shoulder was not okay and that it was going to be a problem all year long. And guess what? Playing NFL football doesn't help injuries heal, okay? It just doesn't, right? And so you know how in training camp, Joe, every story or a lot of stories you hear about like, oh, I'm in the best shape of my life. Oh, I changed my diet. Oh, I'm only 3% body fat. I'm in the best shape of my life, right? That's what you're supposed to be hearing about everybody. If mm-hmm. you hear anything other than that, right, guess what? That's a problem, and guess what? It's not going to, like, heal itself as you go through the rigors of an NFL season. It's just yep. not. So, yes, this is a concern. As it relates to Jalen Smith, I am really happy for the kid, Joe. Remember, yeah. this is the kid who wound up having that, you know, the huge injury in his college senior bowl game,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
He is the reason that people are now skipping bowl games and taking out insurance policies. So I'm glad that he's able to ultimately still cash in the league, because his talent justifies that. Him and Van Der Esch as linebackers, making mm-hmm. Cowboys fans forget Sean Lee, who can never see the field. The last thing I want to say on the Cowboys, Joe, it's our poll question. I want to know what you think, Joe, today. Sure. The poll question that is up, and you guys can find it at Joe Ranieri, at Spittin' Speeds, at FNTSY Radio. We asked you point blank, will Zeke be back for week one of the regular season, Joe? But my options here are yes, no, and a third option of like, yes, he'll be back, but like, he's not ready to play. He won't play until week two kind of thing because he like right. signs 3 days earlier, right? What do you think the poll's saying? What do you think's leading? How do you think it breaks down, Joe?
I say people think he'll be back. He'll be there one way or the other, I think. And that's I think that's more and more becoming a reality for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, you are correct, but it's close, Joe. 52% say yes. Only 52. Yeah. 39 say no, and another 9 say like, you know, maybe yes, but like he gets signed literally like days before week one and is not, you know, dressed. Let's say mm-hmm. he's not on the active 45s, but that's interesting. And absolutely, Jalen Smith deserves it. But now also, Joe, take what you just talked about with Amari Cooper
mm-hmm.
and let's apply it to Antonio Brown, right? Like if he's got a foot, like you're saying Amari Cooper has a foot issue early in the season and you're concerned that it could linger, that it could be an issue, right? Well, we know right. Antonio Brown has a foot issue as well, and it looks effing disgusting, right? So who's to say that all of a sudden he's going to be able to magically fix it? This is something that will linger, Joe, and that's yep. my biggest issue with AB. And let's go back, Joe. Honestly, let's go back to where this all started. Remember week 17 with Pittsburgh when Antonio Brown was like, I'm banged up, I'm sore, I can't go, I can't practice, I'm not up right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now what are we seeing in training camp? He's like, I don't want to go, I can't really go. Let me ask you something, Joe. If the Raiders are 5-8, if mm-hmm. the Raiders are 4-9, if the Raiders are something like that, and you have Antonio Brown and you're entering your fantasy playoffs and it's week 13, 14, and 15, and Antonio Brown is banged up and the Raiders are out of contention, you're telling me he's not going to find a way that he can't go and the Raiders are going to ultimately shut him down so he's ready to rock for when they move to Vegas? I mean, yeah. I'm telling you, like, There's no reason to want to have Antonio Brown. He may show up and show out, but there's a very good chance that they'll find some way to shut him down in your fantasy playoffs when the Raiders are 4-9.
You can't trust him, and that's the bottom line. All of this comes down to, do you trust?
He couldn't go week 17 with the Steelers when the playoffs were on the line.
Yeah, and especially if he feels there's any sort of animosity towards him within that locker room, or he gets very self-centered. We've seen this movie before, and unless something drastic changes, never. There are just some dudes that when they're on the field, they're game changers, but you just don't know what you're going to get if things start to go left. Like the adversity. Right. To a lot of these guys, when things are going great, they are the best guys to have on the team. When things aren't going great, they could either destroy your team or put them over the edge, which, again, what makes them so valuable but yet such unicorns from the standpoint of that you'll tolerate that kind of aggravation and that kind of distrust just because if you happen to land on the right spot with the guy. They're game changers. They're the difference between, you know, winning and losing, making the playoffs, advancing. But there's few guys like that, but the ones that they're usually a few fries short of a happy meal, and you almost have to tolerate it because what the hell choice do you have? You can't replace them. That's the problem.
Yeah. But, like, the thing is, like I'm saying, though, let's compare the two. Amari, let's say he's got some plantar fasciitis, but the Cowboys are, you know, 9-6 going into December. Right. Or whatever.
Exactly.
He's going to grind it out. If the Raiders are 4-9, there's no reason for AB to grind it out. They're going to shut his ass down, and then you lose your wide receiver one for the fantasy playoffs. Okay?
Yeah. Well,
that's what I'm talking about. Availability
and you got 35 million guaranteed reasons to keep his ass playing because that's what you're paying him to do. So, and again, but that just causes more drama. That causes more resentment.
This is the ready-made, baked-in excuse for it all, Joe.
Yeah.
He's got an excuse already. Oh, it's the feet. Oh, I didn't have time to build with Carr in the preseason. But don't worry, Raiders fans. We're going to Vegas next year, and I'll be ready to go.
Yeah, it's none of it is going to work out well. I don't think the Zeke thing is going to work out well either, to tell you the truth. I don't think it's going to work out well for Zeke. But, you know, Jerry's gotten to the point now where even yesterday, you know, we heard about how Zeke was a little sensitive about the comments, found it disrespectful. And I thought Jerry was great. Jerry's just like, I don't know, Zeke. And, like, I've earned the right here, guys, to be able to bust Zeke's balls if I want to do it. Because you know why? He was willing to go to war with the NFL on behalf of Zeke Elliott and the way he was being treated. Like, he's had nothing but Zeke's back from day one on the Cowboys. Every time he's gotten into trouble, he has been there supporting him. So that's who Jerry is. Like, he's got your back. If he wants to bust your ball, he's going to bust your balls. And I agree with it, man. Like, stop being so damn sensitive and understand what the hell. Why are everybody so sensitive about what Jerry Jones has got to say or what somebody, like, just. Jerry Jones has earned the right to bust his balls if he wants to. Because, listen, you weren't feeling disrespected when Jerry was willing to sue the NFL on your behalf, Zeke Elliott, right? Like, I didn't hear you being disrespected then, do you? You can't have that both ways either.
Right, and we have to remember, just like a week before the NFL draft, how everything that comes out of places, you got to take with a grain of salt. These guys are in the middle of a negotiation, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether you like it or not, whether you see it or not, that's what's happening. And I'm going to tell you something. Whenever this gets settled, and I believe that'll happen in the next, 14 days or so, there's going to be a press conference where Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, and Zeke Elliott and maybe Jason Garrett are all sitting there together, and they're showing that they're a unified front, and they'll forgive the payment of fines for the days he's missed, and they'll all say the right things about how they're ready and committed for the Cowboys. And guess what? That Zeke is in the best shape of his life. That's what they'll say.
Yeah, and it'll all be hunky-dory unless Zeke is really willing to lay this down here. I don't know how he benefits. Shoot. I really don't.
Service time, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, it's which is what made this whole thing a little bit crazy. Will he take less money? Will he just say, hell with it, I'll report, but next year?
A little bit on top. Jerry will give him a little bit on top as a signing bonus or something. They'll move something around, give him a little taste and shut him up. That's what I think will happen.
Yeah, but, you know, this guy being all bent out of shape because Jerry's, you know, grab-assing with the media, cracking jokes, which, by the way, he's been doing for longer than you've been on Earth here, Zeke.
Like Zeke's aged. You know, talking. That's not Zeke. You don't know.
Well, he's your agent speaking on behalf of you that Zeke didn't found it disrespectful. Well, okay. I mean, you can find it disrespectful all you want. Jerry's going to continue to be Jerry. And unless you're really willing to put your money where your mouth is and go, you know what, I'll play this year, keep your money, but next year you and I are going to have a conversation. Let's see how dedicated he is there. That's where the leverage comes in. He plays this year. Next year, we'll have a different conversation. If he doesn't get crushed first. Unbelievable. All right, 1 hour in the books here.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
All right, week three of the preseason getting ready here, just about 48 hours away. We're going to tell you who's hot, who's not, and who those teams are that will take this dress rehearsal opportunity to really play starters and take it seriously, and which teams will not and won't risk anything, which obviously leaves us with some fantastic opportunities to put a few bucks down and make it rain here during this week three of the NFL. We'll talk about that coming up. But I got to say, I was most in, and I don't know why we should not be impressed, guys, but yesterday, if you missed it, Carly Lloyd showed up at the Eagles
game. Yeah.
And Carly Lloyd, by the way, is a diehard. Her best friend, Julie Ertz, on the national team, you know, happens to be married to Zach Ertz. So, yeah, there would definitely be an Eagle connection there. And so they let her, and it was so funny. She came out there. She was torn hanging out at the facility. So, you know, they were like, hey, you kick some field goals. So they put her at 40 yards, and she wasn't even breaking a sweat. Like, it was field goal, field goal, field goal. So somebody thought it'd be great if they moved her back to 55 yards. Yeah, and this is what a 55-yard from Carly Lloyd. Notice how much effort she even puts into this thing. It's
smooth.
It was like
Joe,
she was going to the corner of the goalpost here.
Oh,
and boom. Oh, dead in the middle. Probably would have been good from 60, by the way, for Carly Lloyd there. 37 years old, Carly Lloyd, too. And I bet you the Bears are looking at that film right now going, can we offer her a contract? Can we get her on the field? But good fun. Even the guys there, they were all, oh, my. Like, dude, it's like, seriously? Do you think she won't be able to kick a 55-yard field goal? But still, come on. Plenty of legs.
Nah, that's
here.
Awesome, Joe. I saw that clip, too, and bang, right there.
Yeah, right
and
down the
like
middle.
She was even on, like, narrower goalposts than the regular kickers. And I know our guy Chris Bavona is the cinephile. You know what this made me think of, Joe? Do you remember the movie Necessary Roughness, where Kathy Ireland played, like, the kicker?
Yes.
Also, there you go, Bavona. I knew you would remember that one. And boy, did I love Kathy Ireland, and boy, did I love seeing this clip as well. Yeah. I think that's good fun. I also saw, like, Zion Williamson practicing with the Saints and throwing balls to Drew Brees. So it's that time of year. But, yeah, this Carly Lloyd thing, that was good to see.
We even got a eyebrow alert there with the Dodgers last night. Oh, boy.
Yep.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.